This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats. A city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
So let's figure out what's going on. So Emmerich's going to lay in this bed?
Yes, I will be here.
Okay, so the minute you lay in the bed, all of the statues, they all push their wings up because it's a dome ceiling. So all of the statues, they animate and their wings go up, and it creates like a shadowed effect in the room, making the room darker.
Before I go to sleep, I'm going to put any remaining spells into my eye.
Duly noted.
And I said that I locked these stubble doors, yes.
You did.
I'm going to sleep cradling my deed, just in case.
That was smart of you.
Yeah, well.
I'd like to make sure that these doors are locked before we go to sleep in here as well.
They are indeed. Garglin, what are you doing during first watch?
I'm going to find some place to crash.
You guys could share the bed.
Who's the big spoon? Who's the little spoon?
I think he's like 2.5 feet taller than me. I guess I'm the little spoon by default.
Definitely.
It's okay if you want to be the little spoon.
I'll climb into the bed too.
Okay.
So first watch, what is Savar doing? I mean, you're on first watch. It's up to you.
Oh, actually, no. I'll stay up.
There's lots of stuff in the room. I just don't know what you want to do.
We didn't go through these cabinets. I'm going to try and quietly go through the cabinets while they're sleeping.
Okay. The two wardrobes, inside you find many linen and silk garments. Some are dresses that would comfortably fit a dwarf-sized being, while others are combinations of pants and shirts that would fit someone of more of an elven or humanoid frame. Both are tailored masterfully, all in black, though. Female dwarf, male humanoid, that's what you're getting.
And then from these cabinets here?
Same?
All right.
Same sets of clothes. And this is a bookshelf. And, like, to the back corner over here, bookshelf.
Yeah.
Vanity.
Up mirror. I'll peruse through the bookshelves, see if there's maybe anything that can keep me occupied.
All right. I will get to that in a little bit. And what is Ella doing during all this?
Well, I definitely spent some time investigating the naked statues.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go back to the wardrobe that had all the pretty clothes that seemed to fit me. And just start going through them and see if, like, maybe there's a new top or, you know, fancy hat or something.
So, living in Mareel and being under the dome, import-export isn't really a thing. Because there was no really new stuff coming to the city for 200-plus years. So these are all a completely different fashion that we're used to. They're all very high quality. They're all very nice. Most of them can fit. So there's lots of stuff that you could basically, you know, restock your entire wardrobe with what you find in this wardrobe, literally.
Is there any jewelry or anything, or just clothing?
It's just clothing. There does not appear to be any jewelry of any sort. But rock me a perception check real quick. That would be 23. The statues, okay, so when I say this, it's not in a creepy way. They watch you and react to you in a slowed, animated sort of way. Like, the wings are shielding the room. Somebody's in the bed. So it's like having a canopy on your bed and drawing canopy curtains. But the statues are more just, like, observing you as you move around the room.
I'm gonna, like, look up at this one in the north corner and just be like, hello.
Without speech, or any kind of telepathic message or empathy or anything like that. It is looking at you as you are looking at it.
So I will wink at it.
Okay. It doesn't make any subtle movements, but its head is watching you as you are looking at it.
All right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. After I go through everything, I just like sit down next to the statue and just start regrooming myself, going over my victory in my head and self-congratulating some more.
I am such a good killer of stuff.
I am finally coming into my own. I am not so useless.
In the other room, as Savor is going through the bookshelf, you find a collection of folk stories and books on lore and mythologies and various cultures throughout Maya and the realms beyond Maya. There is like an entire library of this knowledge and information.
I think I'll pick up one of the folk stories and just kind of flip through that the rest of the night.
So you start flipping through the folk stories and you just kind of, you realize that if you spend enough time with this myth and lore stuff, you would definitely gain some severe insight knowledges on history lore. But this seems to be an entire like lore library.
Nice. Yeah, I'll hang on to it.
Sweet. So the rest of the watch kind of goes uneventful. I'm moving on to second watch. Because you guys are splitting watches. I mean, like, theoretically, the party could sleep until they were healed, but judging by the damage the party's taken, it'd probably be about a 12-hour rest period.
Do you get your spells back?
After you sleep, yeah, you get your spells back.
Yeah, I just have to pray, which is probably what I'll do silently while you're sleeping.
I wake up Clarion.
Okay.
It's like, hey, you good?
Yeah, you said it's one hit dice plus constitution?
Yep. But that's because you guys are taking a short rest. Like, you can decide if you want to sleep longer. And you can rest to full, which is normally what you guys do in the Great Old Ones.
Mm-hmm.
Is rest to full. So it takes longer.
Yeah, I'm asking you if you're all right or if you want to crash longer.
I'll crash as long as you'll let me, man. I'm pretty hurt.
By all means.
Down like 30 points, so almost 30 points.
Yeah, that's why I said it was going to be about 12 hours for you guys to rest a full.
Yeah, rest up. You're good.
Thanks, dude. I'll leave a swig of my flask if you want while you're on watch.
No. I need to be alert. I'll let both of them sleep a little bit longer. I'll take a second watch.
Okay.
Yeah, can I do that too and let Emmy sleep longer? Because yeah, I didn't take that much damage.
That's fine.
Okay, so I'm just going to let him take this second. I'm just going to keep staring at boobies.
Okay. Party's going to sleep for 12 hours, rest a full.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. So everything is pretty uneventful. Like, honestly, you guys are inside these rooms. Nothing's really going to happen in the 12-hour period where something's going to try to get into the room or even jiggle the knobs. Get the feeling that this is the kind of place that once you lock a door, nothing of inconsequential power or strength is going to try to come through one of these doors. This is one of those homes that you invented the term safest houses. This is a fucking night garden. Like, nobody breaks and enters into the night garden kind of thing.
What happens in the night garden stays in the night garden. I'm gonna...
The plan now.
I'm gonna re-roll my daggers.
Okay.
Because I assume it's been a day. Is it dawn?
It is. It is dawn.
That is not very many daggers.
That is not very many.
I got like 36 left yesterday.
More than any of us have.
Okay. I'm changing my inventory to reflect that. All right. So once Emmy is like awake and seems to be doing better, I'm going to, grab him and just be like, so are we staying in this house? We're just going to continue to stay with these people? You think they are safe for us?
Don't think they're that dangerous. However, what is vastly more dangerous is trying to traverse back to the city on our own.
Yes, it is very exciting. I've never been this far from home before.
It is new, and I'm a little overwhelmed, a little excited, but with the way we left things back there, I kind of want to make sure that everything is at least somewhat at peace.
Yes, I am nervous for my mother. If all those vampires were leashed on the city...
I think your mother would be better off than some other people I am concerned about. I don't think you have much reason to worry.
You're probably right. Thank you, Emmy. And I, like, put my hand on his shoulder, and then I walk back into the other room. That's, like, the nicest I've ever been to.
Yeah, literally the nicest only, I've ever been
only
to.
Only when other people are not watching.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, BK, she's only nice to you when nobody else is watching.
I walk back into the other room, I, like, knock on the door as I walk in through the bathroom, and I'm like, hello, are you awake? It is morning.
I will follow.
Yeah, I'm good. I've just been catching up on some reading. I don't know if you want to take a look. There's a lot of good books here.
I look at the books.
How long does it take my guy to pray?
About
Volkas.
Actually, so Volkas is an interesting case in all of Maya. You don't have to pray for your spells back. You just have to start moving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's get going.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he's a traveling god.
Yeah, he's got to travel.
Yeah, that's
so. Badass. I hope to meet him someday.
You probably... There is not a shadow of a doubt in my mind that that will happen.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where you guys are going to go. I just know at some point we'll cross paths with him.
Well, I feel like we're going to be in this house for the next 6 or 7 episodes, so...
Okay. How about this door I'm looking at?
Yeah, so this door. You want to open it?
Don't I need a cat person to check it for traps by law?
By law, yes.
Yeah, that is, it's in my contract. You're not allowed to open a door without me.
Nope.
This one to the west.
You fucking
all right, guys. Start of a new day. So I feel like the first roll of the day should be to check it for traps.
Check it for traps.
I hope everyone is still drunk after that long rest. Now prepare to get even more fucked with my roll of 30 fucking 4.
It does not appear to be trapped.
I open the door.
All right.
I am now not walking through any doors first because sometimes there's vampires. So I open the door and I stand aside.
All right. The room is long and flanked on either side by bookshelves.
Ooh. Where's Ravy when you need her?
Ravy? Where? Who do we know Ravy from, Jim?
Why, the Great Old Ones, our sister podcast, also on oldmagicgaming.com.
Oldmagicgaming.com.
That's called branding, son. I'll go in first. What the heck? What could happen? Another vampire jump on me? 2 in 1 day? I doubt it.
No, it's a new day.
A new day.
New day, new vampire.
What's in this gap over here?
I would make a reflex save as you enter that square.
Oh, plan.
Again. Okay, here's the plan. We're going to put Plarion in.
We should start sending some more.
If he survives, then we'll follow.
What's really should be the plan is not just doors are trapped. That should be the plan.
18.
Okay, so there's a, sitting in that, in this little kind of cross-section alcove, there's the masthead of a ship. It is a dwarven female in full plate armor. She has a beautifully carved face. She's grinning. Her hair seems to be carved in the likeness of roots and thorns. And as you step into this square, the floor plate depresses and a mass of thorns shoot out in all directions.
Am I able to jump out of the way since I'm in my reflex?
Yeah, you kind of dodge and move almost in a matrix-like fashion and avoid getting hit by any of the thorns that you watch kind of zip by your face and before they make contact with the books, evaporate into nothingness.
Ooh. I'm going to turn around to the rest of the party. Did you see that?
Did we see that?
That was...
No, because they're not in a room. But you're 100% sure it happened. And you know now, when you look at the floor, that portion of the floor is trapped.
Hey, everybody, there's a trap in there. Thanks a lot, Graciela.
But the door was not trapped.
Whatever.
Can I undo the trap? Could I disable the trap?
If you go in there and make a roll.
I'm going to go in there.
I point to where the trap is so she doesn't step on it.
She can clearly see the trap.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know. I didn't see it.
I disable it. with the 20.
You think you've disabled it?
Not even.
It appears to be.
It appears to be on that. I, like, touch it with my foot really lightly to see if it's disabled.
It doesn't appear to be going off.
All right. I walk across it and go to the... I look for to see if there's any more on the rest of the floor.
Mmm. Ew. Make a perception check.
Perception. Ooh, nope, one.
You don't perceive any more traps.
It's good, guys. I fixed it. Yeah, and I go look at the dwarf lady.
Tell you what, can I make a perception roll here too? Let me step back into the room.
Yeah, go for it.
I told you it's fine.
I don't see anything either.
Hey, okay. It looks fine to you.
It's fine to me. It looks fine to me.
Yeah, so looking at the dwarf lady, she's it's a masthead of a ship. Like somebody has taken the masthead off of a ship and put it in this little alcove.
Does it look weathered by the sea? Like it's actually been on a ship?
Oh yeah, it's definitely been on a ship.
It's all carved out of wood or
100%
even the armor and everything.
Even the what?
Even the armor that she's wearing and everything.
Yeah, it's all carved out of you know, like the hair, the face, all of it is, even the armor on her is all carved out of wood.
What about the books?
The books themselves are a lot of nautical charts. They are a lot of books about the star and the seas and the seasons of the seas and traveling, and a lot of sea travel.
Any star charts or astronomical things that I would
quite be a few of them in? As you're going through them.
Hmm. I'm going to find an astronomy book and start looking through it because that's my thing.
Oh yeah, and they're very detailed and like made by a sure hand. So it seems like whoever has caught, you know, kind of taken the time to put all this together, really gave a shit about nautical travel and was more than likely, like some of them are first-hand accounts, and then everything is signed T, just the letter T.
Okay, I'm going to step out of the room and look at the astronomy book and say, watch your step in there, guys.
Or don't, they super untrapped it.
I feel like from this vantage point, you would also be able to see kind of down to there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. That's a thing.
I was wondering what that was.
Oh, there's a hallway there.
Mm.
Forgot about that.
Yep. Me too. We haven't seen a whole lot of other things related to this dwarf, but I will just point out that in that room that we stayed in, there was dwarf clothing as well.
Female dwarf clothing?
I could go back and double check. I remember it being dwarf clothing, but I wasn't, you know.
I remember, but I was asleep, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, right.
I just know that it was a lot smaller than for somebody like myself.
Interesting. Also, there was no traps in the whole first floor, and up here there are, so...
It's true, it is a little odd.
Alright, I'm gonna walk to the door at the west end of that hallway.
Cool, when you get to... Nope.
Nope.
Nope. When you get to there, make reflex save.
Okay. Wait, I'm good at these.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and,
kind of like reflexes.
With Savar is in here, too?
Yep.
He gets to make a reflex save as well.
Wonderful.
22 makes a save. 14 does not.
One second here.
That's cool.
Oh, I get bonuses to that, but I made it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Here comes damage.
Yay.
23.
Nice. Oh, fuck. Damn. It's a lot of damage.
Sorry, Asher.
It's alright.
And Gratz realizes that there were two plates. One on either side.
Oh my gosh, this room is so well trapped. Can I now disarm that side as well?
You could make a roll.
Can I attempt to disarm that side as well?
Yes, you can.
Before.
She made the roll, man. While you were still in the room.
I'm good, it's good, it's fine.
And lucky for you, she didn't set the trap off again. 66 damage fucking sucks. And you feel confident that you disarmed the trap.
It is good now, I promise. Super good. I'm gonna like walk like very like take a little tiny step, look at the ground, take a little tiny step, look at the ground.
Yeah, you do
and
that.
I'm gonna go to this door. Kick the door for traps.
Roll it.
Hey, Emmy.
Oh god, there we go.
Tell you what, I got you.
Six. 30 fucking six of the untrapped fucking doors.
He killed him.
Sorry, I had to mute myself. I get a little lightheaded laughing that hard.
God has a sick sense of humor, guys.
Oh, man, that was funny as fuck.
I just cured Savar for 16.
It's not a health issue when you laugh so hard you get lightheaded, right?
No, you just run out of air.
Okay, cool. I just don't want to... that was funny. That was good.
Appreciate that.
No worries. I've got 4 left.
Okay, so the door does not appear to be trapped.
I'm going to very slowly open the door while, like, peeking very carefully through and looking for more traps.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's an interesting room.
Yeah.
Yes.
The door opens to a medium-sized room. Against the north wall is a large couch. Next to that couch is a 4-foot hookah with an amber glass base. The majority of the floor is taken up by a massive circle drawn in the languages of magic. Against the far wall, you can see a stone counter with a bunch of cards laid out on it, face down.
Do I look above the door for vampires?
There's not a vampire.
I look at the ground for floor traps.
I mean, you can make a perception check, see if the floor is trapped.
26.
It does not appear to be trapped.
Alright, I'm gonna really tentatively walk through the door.
Okay.
I'm gonna head down the hallway. Behind her.
Yeah, go take care of your friend.
I'm gonna go like over here. I'm gonna try and like skirt the circle, not like actually step on the circle, you know? Right. Emmy, the circle is written in magic. Can you speak the circle? What does it say?
You try knowledge arcana check.
Nope. The circle does not appear to be magic.
The circle
form of magic I'm not familiar with.
That's a good way to put it. I'm going to look for more books on astronomy in the bookshelves because that's my thing. Stars and all that.
Yeah, as you're kind of studying all this stuff, you realize that whoever wrote or cultivated this library, maybe was not a cleric or paladin of Volkos, but was definitely a fan. Not in like a radical sense, but more like just a fan of travel. All of these books are about, you know, the sea, the oceans, stars, astrological, constellations, formations. There's even notes on the moon on Solaris.
Cool.
Very, very spotty. And a lot of it's kind of theoretical, believing that there are actual buildings that somebody has erected on the moon.
Whoa.
But, you know, those are just, the notes are very spotty on those at best.
Well, since my backpack is empty, since we got abducted and stuff, and I wasn't, like, you know, prepared for an adventure, I'm going to, like, grab maybe a couple of star charts and a couple of more interesting astronomical books.
As you start grabbing these, it dawns on you, this is your library.
Oh, right, I live here. Never mind.
like you own this.
I forgot.
This is yours.
Well, I'm used to traveling around. I'm not used to
it. No, I completely understand it. It's just you're kind of
not used
to
having a home of his own. He's used to sleeping on the street and stuff.
Right. But this is yours.
I wonder if that's going to piss off my deity. Or my
Probably
home.
Not. It's really hard to piss off Volkos, and once you do it, you're fucked. That's just the deity that you don't want coming for you when he's finally done with you. but it's really hard to make him mad.
Well, it's good.
Yeah, normally it involves hurting children or the innocent. Then he gets really agitated.
Oh, I'm totally not down with that.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing in the hookah and magic circle room?
I'm also going to skirt around the circle and look at this table of cards.
Yep, they're all face down.
I'll pick one up and look at it.
Okay. Guess that's what you choose to do.
Oh, I hate it when the DM says that.
All right, hold on. Let me go to this thing.
Oh man, there's only so many cards.
It's a deck of many things.
No.
Oh my god.
Vampire jumps out from underneath them.
They're all cards of the vampire.
You pick up the card.
Yep.
And there is a woodcut design on the card of a dwarven individual. And the dwarven individual seems to be breaking open a lock. And you immediately gain 4 skill ranks in disabled device.
Emmy, what are the cards?
This one here seems to be a depiction of a dwarven character breaking a lock. It doesn't, and that's literally all it is. It's just a picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna walk over next to him.
This doesn't sound good for a character who's like a inveterate gambler.
Do they all look the same? So all the backs of the cards look the same?
Oh yeah, they all look the same. There's 52 of them.
Oh no.
Oh man.
I don't know. Savai doesn't know.
Don't know what it is about looking at this card, but it makes me think of when you work on picking locks. I don't know if I've been observing you doing that, or just feel like I've gained a little more understanding of it.
Yes, it's possible you have learned from me. I'm very good at it. Interesting. Vanessa really wants to pick up a card.
Asher's literally losing his shit on the end of his
game. I'm like, Savar has no idea what it is. He doesn't even know there's cards. It's no big deal. It's whatever. I'm just going to stick by it. It's fine.
I know if I pick up a card, it's going to be a bad one.
You don't know anything.
That feels like metagaming. I feel like Graciela would be like, you got fucking cool shit from a card. I want that cool shit. And she's going to pick up a card. I feel like that's what she would do.
Okay.
Fuck her. Yep, I pick up a card.
Okay, cool. Well, 2 things.
Make a reflex.
Oh no, it's worse than that.
Oh no.
I've got a drawer right here. So
yeah.
I don't know if you know what the 8 of spades is. So number 1. This is gonna be weird. Okay. Well, luckily in the great old ones, they unfucked something. That would have made you totally fucked. Yeah, you have to. You no longer feel like checking for traps and opening doors and things of that nature are anything that interests you or come naturally to you anymore.
Oh no!
You are no longer a rogue.
What?
Oh no.
Oh shit.
Oh,
the
man.
Picture on the card is an owl sitting atop a stump.
Oh shit.
And you are now a druid.
What?
Oh no.
Oh man, in this world you're a druid?
There's no druids in this world though.
There are now.
There's
actually chronologically.
I know one other.
Chronologically speaking, events that took place in the other podcast allow for the wild shape to no longer be inherent because of the sickness. So, this is indeed a deck of many things.
Oh, man.
And you did indeed draw a card.
Yep.
And you are no longer a rogue. You will be re-rolling your character as a druid. Everything else... the gear and everything will stay the same.
So just out of curiosity, what is Graziella's wisdom?
I don't know.
About to find out.
Hold on. 13.
Oh no.
That's not great. Not great.
It's gonna hurt, brah.
13.
Yeah, you feel reality altering and shifting and moving around you in a big bad way.
I'm a super dexy druid.
You're a super dexy druid.
What's fun is on the first night where you've come into yourself, you're a completely different person.
I know. I'm going through changes and becoming like a whole new person.
Finally doing something cool and roguey.
I can't believe that's the card that I picked up.
There's a lot worse we could pick up.
And the fact that that's what you got turned into, of all things.
I'm just surprised the first one I picked up was just like a disabled device buff.
Yeah, she was going to do it, though. There was no way around that. She wanted totally someone else get something she wants it. There was...
That makes sense for the character.
That makes perfect sense.
So how do I feel? Like, now that I... Can I tell that I'm...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you're...
Other knowledges?
Oh, there's going to be a lot of... there's going to be a whole lot of knowledges and weird shit that goes down now.
Oh, my god.
Because there's an entire lineage and, like, a brain dump that comes with being one of those. This is going to be fucking insane.
Oh, so she's just literally going to, like... just from information overload.
I'm a whole... new fucking character now. Still annoying.
No, you're still Graziella.
Yep. I just gotta learn how to do it.
Mom's gonna love that one.
You're still Graziella. And you're still bound to the Thief Lords.
Oh, yeah.
Ephraim's Razor.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, just. I mean, I know it's Maya. Does that work with being a druid?
You ever seen me take back a role, dude?
Yeah, I was like, I'm bound to it. There's nothing I can do about it.
I'm just curious how that... I mean, I can easily see in Ephraim's Razor being okay to, like, a druid's...
I mean, on a scale from 1 to John Michael with gunpowder, we're, that being, like, a 10, we're at, like, an 8 right now. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck some shit up.
Are we me sacrificing myself into a god? Same thing.
This is Ocarus level. Yeah, we're at Ocarus level right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to pick any more cards because that card left me feeling really weird.
You looked it.
Don't know how I feel about it.
Everyone sticks his head in the room and says, "What's going on?"
I don't even know how to like explain it to everyone else. I just be like, Hey, don't touch the cards. Don't touch them.
What's wrong with the cards?
I don't know.
It may be a form of... I honestly do not know. She does not look... right, though.
Is everyone okay down there?
I don't know. I yelled down the hallway. I don't know. There's some kind of cards. And, Graziella's having another fit.
So everything's fine.
Yeah, standard issue.
Alright, I'm just gonna stay watching out here.
I'm gonna like back away from the door because it's not my... I don't care about the door anymore. So.
Now, has anything visible happened to her? Like, I'm standing on the other side of the room. Have I seen any physical, like, visible changes? Or
No visible changes. None whatsoever. Yeah, it's just it just ripples through her.
So my character's like a borderline gambling addict. I mean, see those cards like that over there. I don't know.
Oh, I know. You were more the person that these were kind of put in as a trap for. So, that's fucking funny.
All right. Well, I have to play the character.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So
the thing is that nobody's cast like identify on it or anything like that, so nobody knows what it is. Like,
I don't have it.
We don't have identify
cards that do stuff. Like, I don't.
Okay.
It totally makes sense for people to just be like, "Wait, cards?"
Considering my guy, I got to pick one up. That's...
I'm holding out the hand to stop you. Going, no, don't.
Why not?
Can I? I mean, having worked with Graziella even for a short time, can I see that there is something?
Make a perception check.
Okay.
He's going to draw at least one card. That's going to happen. Like,
my guy's two things are that he's and he's a gambler.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so never mind. I'm like,
and he's
the cards
amateur
are
astronomer, so like,
if the cards are odd. I don't trust them, but
I'm going to draw a card.
Alright.
Like I said, I gotta play my character, man.
How many languages do you speak?
Just common. Just Halic, as far as I know.
Okay, well now you also speak looks like Infernal and Elven.
Okay.
The speaker. Wow. So you pull up a card and it's a person like an orator standing behind a pulpit, and all of a sudden in your mind you feel concepts and ideas unlocking, and all you start to grasp sentence structure and sound in a way that you haven't before, and the next thing you know you're able to speak in your mind. You can clearly go, wait, that's how it Elven is. I get it now. The sentence structure, the syntax, it all makes sense. Infernal, yeah, that's the other one.
Wow, it went a lot better than I thought it would.
Me too.
Whoa, I can speak languages now. That's pretty cool.
Bergman works his way in just to see what everyone's yelling about.
I'm like, I can speak languages now, I think. I say something in Elven out loud. I don't know if anybody else speaks Elven, but...
What? Did you say something?
I'll say something like, I speak Elven now, in Elven.
Oh, that was actually very well done.
I'm kind of freaking out. I'm going to have a drink.
It's like somebody super fluent in Spanish just saying, I speak Spanish now. I'm just being like, yeah, sure, you didn't the entire time.
I mean, I don't know him.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, especially if you say it perfectly, like...
I'm my left part of my brain is reeling right now. Right part of my brain is in the moment.
I'm going to back away from the cards and try to process this.
Yeah.
This is all right and left brain.
So where are we at, kids?
This is Infernal. Wait a minute. I'm neutral good. I can still speak Infernal.
Oh, now? Yeah, man.
Okay.
You drew a card.
Okay. All right.
I mean, that'd be kind of like... Actually, I can't think of a good comparison right now, but...
Well, Maya Infernal isn't evil or good. It is a language,
a language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like demons aren't evil or good in Maya, they're both.
Well, that's cool. I can say. Oh, I just realized the way I could use this. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so, I'm just chilling out there, waiting
for the vampires.
Yeah, that's what I'm keeping an eye out for. There's three more.
I'm gonna come out here with Savar.
Okay.
And kind of silently freak out over the fact that he can speak Infernal and Elven. I'll tell him what happened with the cards. We're in there, we're flipping these cards, and like, I don't know, something's weird with Grazia now.
Okay.
Did we want to go through this door to the south?
But you can all of a sudden speak additional languages?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. I flipped a card, and now I can speak languages I couldn't speak before, and Emmerich says he can pick locks now, but Grazi can't, and I don't know, it's crazy, man.
Bergman goes over to the table and picks up a card. He says, I don't see what the big deal is.
Oh, nice.
We're on a ship of fools.
To be fair, I don't think we actually said I can pick locks and Graziella can't. I just said I understand it better.
Okay.
I don't think anything verbal was said about Graziella.
Just kind of had a freak out and like backed up.
Yeah. I straight up failed my perception check, so I'm just oblivious to whatever she's doing.
I'm in my own fucking world right now. I'm just like reassessing everything on a personal level.
Do you have the ability to channel positive and or negative energy, Steve?
I don't think so.
Okay. What's your alignment?
Oh no, I don't think so.
What was your alignment?
Neutral good.
Now it's neutral evil.
Whoa! I'm going to have a problem with that, aren't I?
Pardon the pun, but let sleeping dogs lie.
You really like your hammer even more now.
Oh, yeah. God.
Your hammer is just like, delightful! Welcome, friend! Like, you hear it talking to you.
Right, okay.
You do understand neutral evil, right, as a concept?
Yeah.
Batman is neutral evil, just in my opinion, and in the opinion of the way the book is written, Batman's neutral evil.
I don't disagree with that.
Anton, as a living, breathing entity, is neutral evil.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
my character have a problem with that? He's neutral good.
Alignment's interesting, man. You gotta play it how you perceive your character doing it. So, like, for me, what neutral evil is, and we can, like, drag this conversation out much more later, but, like, in Maya and the way that I really try to apply things with alignment as they work is that if we're going by the book, somebody that makes their own rules and doesn't adhere to what would be considered law or chaos, they live by their own code, is neutral. Somebody who's willing to kill for a reason is considered evil. So, you know, existing outside of the parameters of what would be considered law, but not doing things by chance,
gotcha,
neutral, and not worried about getting their hands dirty if it protects theirs, evil.
I was just worried as a paladin if that would mess me up at all.
It'll mess up your channel positive energy stuff for sure. Like your damage evil and stuff, you're gonna hurt him.
Right.
But
you won't be able to heal him anymore.
But I don't think you're gonna have like some, unless you want to play the character that way, which is totally within your wheelhouse. You know,
I don't really see my characters being like that, though.
Well, you're a degenerate gambler.
Yes, exactly.
So I don't really think that you're not a burner if we're gonna reference something from the other games. So,
that's true.
And for those of you at home who haven't listened to The Great Old Ones, go listen to it. It's great.
And don't know what a burner is.
A burner is a particular type of pilotic or clerical entity who is very fire and brimstone and staunch by the
lawful, book, lawful good.
Lawful character who would not suffer anything but their alignment and their ideology to live. They're called burners. That's like the slang insult term in Maya for anybody who kind of travels that path.
So that means Savar's the only one who hasn't pulled a card.
I mean, that's fine.
I have no reason to be afraid of these cards at this point in time.
That's true.
So far, everyone has felt pretty positive about them.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I learned new stuff. I can't complain. Are we taking the south door in the magic room, or are we going down the long hallway?
Killing me, Singleton.
I'm taking a minute. And so is Ella. So, like, I'm following at this point. I'm not deciding anything. Ella needs a minute. I'm not upset about it. I don't want you to think I'm upset about it. I think it's really fucking cool. I'm literally just like, I don't know how to play my character right now. So...
Well, if that were to happen to your character, she probably wouldn't know how to react.
Honestly, that's why
I'm like, you guys do shit, and I'm gonna follow because I think that's what she would do.
There's a chain of events in Anton's brain that happens, and I go, well, it's gonna be a late night.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm normally the one like being like, go here, but Ella's not gonna do any of that for a minute.
So. All right, well, if we're gonna head through, Ella, you wanna check the door?
I mean, Emmy can do it.
I will try.
I still have all my skills, so I could still do it. Yes, Anton? Yes. I'm asking out of game.
Yes. Sort of. Yes. We're going to have to restructure some stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I dumped a lot into that, so...
Well, yeah, we're going to have to restructure some stuff. I have an idea of how we're going to do it. It's just going to be...
It'll be fucking awesome, man.
No, I think it will be, because I have the whole sleepwalking thing built into you. So just, there's going to be a lot. We'll get there tonight. We'll figure it out. I have some ideas. But I'm not taking it back, because I don't fucking do that.
No, don't you dare.
No, that's one of those game-changing moments.
And considering the way druids are on Maya, it's really interesting twist in the story.
Yeah, it's super fucking interesting. I wanted to be a druid before he was like, there's no druids in the game, so I'm fine with it. I'm just very curious what it all means.
Well, you fucked up somebody else's plans, which is hilarious, because that guy's not used to having his plans fucked with. So now, like, just a lot is happening. It's very amusing to me.
Yeah, I feel like my center course of, like, being a ruler and being in charge of shit has not changed. Like, now she just wants to be in charge of, like, wood nymphs and squirrels.
Like, dunes and scorpions.
Those two.
So we're going to go through this door? Ember, with your,
with my...
Oh, there you go.
To see if there's any sort of trap.
Does not appear to be trapped or locked.
Great. I will open the door. All
right. This is the... Remember how there's the ballroom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the landing that was upstairs in the ballroom.
Oh.
And as you look across, you see that there is a... there's a garden inside of a terrarium. The landing opens up to a massive ballroom floor. It's polished marble. It shimmers under your feet, giving the appearance that you're walking on liquid silver. The ceiling is constructed of dark stone with bits of highly polished stone or silver embedded in them to make the ceiling appear that it is the night sky. The room opens up to, so this area drops down into where that the diocese with the bow was. Mm-hmm. And this is the stairway that leads back down to the main ballroom that you guys entered in when you came in through the antechamber from the portal door the first time. So this is all downstairs stuff. And then over here, there's no walls or anything. Like, the ballroom just leads into an area. It's a massive greenhouse. The walls are lined with windows that seem to look out into a world of pure light. The floor is made of rich earth, and there is a thin oval pool of crystal blue water that sits in the center. And along the walls grow lush bushes that are sprouting violet lotuses. So planar knowledge or anybody with a knowledge of poisons can make knowledge rolls for that stuff. So between the three of you, those are clearly windows to the elemental plane of positive energy.
The windows at the top of the dome, you mean?
No, the windows in the greenhouse.
Oh, the windows in the greenhouse.
Yep.
Would that be my craft alchemy? Because that's where I dumped my poison stuff into?
Yeah, that would be what that was. This is a purple lotus. It robs a person of their strength. Too much will rob them of their life.
Well, as a newly identifying druid, I'm very excited about a greenhouse, so right. I'm going to walk over there.
Am I detecting any evil up here?
You are not.
Can I start to, like, harvest some of the purple lotus extract or whatever it is that I would need to make poison from?
You need the petals.
Okay. Can I start to harvest the petals?
Mm-hmm. Make perception check, Emmerich. Emmy is too distracted.
I'm super jazzed to be in a garden, and I don't know why I'm so excited about it, but I'm just like, all right, into it.
There are two piles of ash and dust on the ground here.
Uh-huh.
One is here, and one is here.
And we're surrounded by windows into the plane of positive energy.
Correct.
I think I found two more of the vampires. They've already been dealt with.
That's convenient.
That's good news.
Can I try and knowledge nature and see if there's a reason why windows to the plane of positive energy would be needed for these plants?
Sure. Logic could extrapolate that if you were trying to give certain... energies, powers, or abilities to a plant, bathing them in certain types of energy or light might make that plant take on those properties.
So it's possible it's affecting what the outcome of those plants would be.
Correct.
Do they look different than other purple lotuses I've seen in the past?
They're definitely healthier, and there's a lot of them. Like, they definitely look much healthier.
Raphael, if you're planning to use those to make poison, I would test a small sample on something before trying it on someone you are trying to kill.
Okay. Are you volunteering?
No, but I don't know what effect the plane is having on these plants. If it has the adverse effect to what you think it will, it could make an enemy stronger.
Hmm, interesting. I'm just like gonna, I'm super jazzed to be in flowers, and I'm just like, touch the flowers, smell the flowers.
Emma's just kind of watching her freak out about these flowers, like, all right.
Yep.
Anton, I'll just let you know, because nothing bad has happened from these cards that I'm aware of or anything.
Do it, do it, do it.
On my way through, I don't know if you guys can see this. Maybe not quite. It's a coin that's shaped like a polyhedral dice.
Mm-hmm.
20 on one side and a 1 on the other.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 1, so I'm gonna say, these are the cards. Just grab one.
Dude, pick up the cards.
You no longer a barbarian.
Hey, class changes for everyone.
You draw a card, and it's a human individual with a he's got a long mustache, a very Salamic looking individual. He's got a lance. He's got a shield, and you suddenly feel like. All of the fire and brimstone and just the kind of nods to living a life of servitude towards a deity have finally taken over you mentally, and you now wish to dedicate your life to a deity, and you will be re-rolling as a paladin.
Oh my gosh.
Another pally.
That's found the way. That's not terrible.
It's actually kind of fitting.
So, I mean, the god isn't a question at this point.
No, no, not at all.
Yeah, so that's where we are with that.
Cool. I just didn't want to metagame.
Now, all of you feel in some way unearthly, uncomfortable about those cards, and hopefully won't touch them anymore.
Yeah, no, that was weird. Guys, I'm gonna sit down for a second.
I, like, look over at Savor and see that he's, like, going through the same weird, like, internal
right.
inventory.
Like, head and hands, just like...
You don't look quite as barbarous as before.
Yeah, I don't feel right. It's like...
Is it from those cards?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Have you ever seen when they mummify people, shove the thing up their nose and scramble the insides?
No, I really can't say I have.
Dead bodies are carted away and we don't know what happens to them.
Oh, yeah, it's a kind of a cool process. I kind of feel like that a little bit.
I still don't understand what you're all so worried about.
Anyone else feel like whenever Ravy yells at the other party about don't touch it, she's not actually talking to them. She's trying to communicate across the distance to us.
Yeah, she's not. I will say, out of all the cards we could have picked, we didn't pick terrible ones.
Oh, there's so much worse.
Oh, there's awful.
Oh, yeah.
Awful.
Hey, Matt, vanished. We could have been.
Isn't there a card that just kills you? Destroyed.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a card where
that just fucking
dead.
Kills you. Yeah. Oh, there's
a card where your soul gets taken, put into an item, and then sent to another, to, like, another plane of existence and is guarded by ridiculous things.
Yeah. I feel like the worst thing that happens is two of us have class shifts and one has an alignment shift. Like, that's. None of that is terrible.
And boobies.
Well, I mean, yeah, those are there too.
Graziella looks at the boobies.
They're very nice. They're masterfully sculpted.
I would like perception check on the boobies.
I'd like to check the boobs for traps.
I would like to check the boobies for traps.
They are traps. Volcas is the Pikachu of Maya. Their fucking mascot. And just like the mascot of the game is Pachow. Delicious, tasty pachow.
Tide Pods you can eat. Pachow.
Clean you out real good. Pachow! Have one now, pachow.
Side effects may include
bloody stool,
farting bubbles, clean, minty, fresh farts,
and a sense of peace and happiness. Pachow.
Ciao.
Unbridled rage.
Shall we continue checking out my house? See if we're going to flip it or not?
Are we going to love it or list it, guys? Oh, yes, let's keep going.
My husband is an artisan cheesemaker, and I make macrame out of old typewriter ribbons. We're looking for a $2 million house.
No. We live in the greater Toronto area, and we have $47 million to spend on a house.
I'm a pan flute player, and she raises designer guinea pigs. Fucking what?
They just did something. They were like, what $600,000 buys you in Los Angeles? And they're like, picked three incredibly outlying cities, and they were like, it's a small one bedroom one bath house, and I'm like, that is 75 miles outside of Los Angeles.
but in response to that too, they'll say, yeah, look at this beautiful house we found for you, and then they take them through the entire thing. They're like, yeah, this is perfect, and they're like, cool, it's $100,000 over your budget.
Yeah.
And we'll just go from there.
Yeah, no, I don't understand what the housing crisis was about. It's fine, just overextend yourself.
San Francisco's worse.
It's not as bad as the island beach buyer, whatever that one was.
Oh, yeah. So you're rich and you want to buy a fucking island. A new show that's on HGTV.
I don't know.
That's not a joke. That's an actual fucking show.
We really wanted an island with three beaches, and this one only has two.
We thought it was a joke. There's a motherfucker getting mad that the island didn't have a helipad.
I really wanted it to have a pleasant indigenous species, and it doesn't. So,
what do you mean Vincent Price doesn't live in the cave?
I'm sorry.
All these people here.
The wild boar. They grow barley, and I want to be able to grow it in my tropical climate. So, can we just change the climate? Thanks.
Where are my cannibals? Why do I have zero cannibals?
We paid for cannibals, damn it.
The wild boar population is just. It's clashing with my yoga mat. I just don't like it.
All I wanted was a freaking volcanic lair.
All I wanted was sharks with freaking laser beams.
The molten magma.
See, I would have been okay if that was the show. Like,
find the cobra villain. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah, you know, cobra.
Destro, we're going to put a fucking laser on the puppy. It will be fantastic. Get the Baroness.
Dr. Doomsday is looking for a skull-shaped castle on a tropical island above a volcano.
That's the fucking
14
show.
14 bedrooms, one bathroom, 7 dungeon home.
It looks ominous, but it is not skull-shaped enough.
He and his 400 henchmen need...
And this is the point in our show where we steal from Booze and Brews, shout out, and say, don't steal our ideas!
Don't steal our ideas, Internet.
Fuck you, Internet.
Don't steal it.
And then if we have a fan out there somewhere, he'll go make some Photoshop art of like a supervillain home channel show. So it'll be
I would watch that show.
I would too. That's the show I'd watch.
Whatever your name is, fan, we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Spider Skull Island.
Right? Tim, just edit in that fan's name where I said.
Whoever it is.
Is it that fan, Bob?
Your name is Casey. And we love you.
Good shit. So yeah, God, that was a great aside. Please don't cut that out. Put it somewhere.
I'll put
I
it
feel like
it'll
be at the bloopers at the end.
Yeah, that's the blooper reel is us talking about supervillain fucking real estate.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for the end, because it's going to be fucking awesome, guys.
The last bloopers was about Mousetrap the Game and about Pachow. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
And when you plug the website, I had to put that commercial music in the background.
Oh, that's so good. OldMagicGaming.com. OldMagicGaming.com.
Oh. Tiptoe through the tulips.
Tiptoe through the tulips. Through the window. Through the window.
Hello, my little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graziella Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal, and believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.